Jesus said,
Love Talk Radio.
I am the way. I am the way to God. Jesus said to me, I am the way. I am the way. I am the way to God. Jesus said to me, I am the way, I am the way, I am the way to God. Jesus said to me, I am the way, I am the way, I am the way to God. Jesus said to me, I am the way, I am the way. I am the way to God. My soul does magnify the Lord. My spirit is sent. For they could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, you are Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lamb. My soul does magnify the Lord. And my spirit said the same. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave, Jesus, you are King. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord. And my spirit is sent. For death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus you are Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, you are God, even in the grave. Jesus, you are love, even in my life. Jesus is love, even in a soul. Jesus, you are Lord, even in a home. Jesus is love, even in a misery. Jesus is love, even in a church. Jesus is love. My soul does magnify the love. And my spirit says, can. For they could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. For death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus, you are King. Even in the life, Jesus is Lord. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. When shall we promise that he's coming back again? He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. When shall we promise that he's coming back again? He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again, Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahruz, I bring some peace, Yahruz. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, I Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahruz, I Prince of Peace, Yahruz. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yeah, oh yeah. Jesus Christ, Son of God, oh yeah. Jesus Christ, Son of God, oh yeah, oh yeah. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahruz, I Prince of Peace, Yahruz. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Yahruz, I Prince of Peace, Yahruz. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahruz, I Prince of Peace, Yahruz. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahruz, I Prince of Peace, Yahruz. Hallelujah, Yahruz, oh yeah, oh yeah. On thy resurrection morning, soul and body meet again. No more sorrow, no more weeping, Jesus Christ is love. On the resurrection morning, soul and body meet again. No more sorrow, no more weeping, Jesus Christ is love. On the resurrection morning, soul and body meet again. No more sorrow, no more weeping, Jesus Christ is love. On the resurrection morning. On the resurrection morning. Soul and body meet again. No more sorrow, no more weeping. Jesus Christ is Lord. On the resurrection morning, soul and body meet again. No more sorrow, no more weeping. Jesus Christ is King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord over all the earth. I tell you, so many religions have come and gone. There is none like Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, who came over 2,000 years ago and demonstrated the true love of God to us and showed us the way of Christ, showed us the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And so many religions, they try to resurrect like Jesus Christ, they could not. And they think they can resurrect like Jesus Christ. They could not resurrect like Jesus Christ. Ah, I was told of Anukoti, who wanted to resurrect like Jesus Christ. And he told the whole world that he is going to die just like Jesus Christ and then resurrect on the third day just like Jesus Christ. So everybody was expecting. So he died. And after he died, people came from all over the world to his tomb where he died, was buried. And people set up their cameras, set up their videos, set up their equipment. They want to record this man resurrecting from the grave, because nobody else have done that. Only Jesus Christ, you know, resurrected from the grave. So everybody was waiting for him to resurrect. Of course, he's a powerful magician, so he used all his magical power and he tried to resurrect. As I was trying to resurrect, thunder from heaven struck him to death, and that was the end of that man. He thought he could resurrect. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. 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 You don't have to imitate Jesus Christ trying to resurrect. Who told me to go and resurrect? Are you the one to resurrect? The only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. He proved to the whole world that he is the only begotten Son of God. He resurrected from the grave on the third day. And so many false religions and false prophets and false religions, they are trying to do the same thing. And it's just not working. You are not. Apostle Paul said, we are all men of miserable. If there's no resurrection, then we are of all men most miserable. But thank God there is resurrection. Oh, yes. There is resurrection. This body shall be thrown away. And then his spirit soul shall resurrect to be in Christ Jesus. Yes, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. And then we who are alive shall rise up to meet Jesus in the air. This mortal body shall put on incorruptible body. This body will not go to heaven. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. It is your spirit that goes to heaven. Your body stays right here on earth. And so this body does not go to heaven. That's why in heaven is a place of holiness and righteousness. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Thy kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. And so Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Today we're going to be talking about receiving the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. And now we are in the Passion Week. Triumphant entry was today, Palm Sunday. And he triumphantly entered into the Jerusalem preparing for his suffering and then death. And then resurrection. It was not easy because he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and there he was arrested and was brought for judgment, and then they proceeded from there to the cross. In fact, the suffering was so much. I remember this scene, Passion of the Cross, by Mel Gibson, the picture of the suffering that Jesus went through on his way to the cross. and how he was beaten and spat on and mocked. All this happened. He did all this for us. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He suffered so much, was pierced, was nailed to the cross. They were mocking him. You know, prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. If you be the Son of God, prophesy. Then they say you are the King of the Jews. And then they put a tomb on him. And then they gave him vinegar to drink. There was one particular incident on the cross when one of the thieves, you know, he was crucified among two thieves. One of them was asking for salvation. And he beckoned on the Lord Jesus Christ to help. To help out. I need salvation. And then Jesus said, today you shall be with me in paradise. I'll never forget that incident. Today you shall be with me in paradise. It was so simple. You know? The thief on the cross, he asked for it. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So he asked for salvation. And Jesus answered correctly. He said, today you shall be with me in paradise. You know, so when you come before God, get ready to ask. And when you ask, ask with purpose, with aim, you know, so that God can answer. We're talking about receiving the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost and praying that everyone coming into this broadcast today shall be filled with the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming to you. The Holy Ghost is that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. Dwell in you. Is that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. We dwell in you. Each are quickened. Your mother body is the Spirit. We dwell in you. It shall quicken your mother body. If the Spirit we dwell in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. We dwell in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. We dwell in you. Each are quickened. Your mortal body. If the Spirit we dwell in you. Each are quickened. Your mortal body. In that Spirit we dwell in you. In that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. It's a quickening your mortal body. Oh yes, you need to be filled with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of resurrection, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Every aspect of your life that died to begin to come alive. In the name of Jesus, today you receive resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, the power that quickens, that revives, that brings you from death to life. In the name of Jesus, that you might live, you know, a triumphant and a victorious Christian life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. On the resurrection morning, the angel came from heaven and rolled away the stone. And those who came to seek his body, they were surprised to see the angel. And he announced to them, he is no longer here, he is risen. He's alive again. He's no longer where he lay. He's alive again. He's no longer where he lay. He's alive again. I can hear the angels sing. that Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive again. He's no longer where he lay. He's alive again. There's no reason why to cry. He's alive again. I can hear the angels say that Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive. He's alive again. You know, all the religions in the world today, they are surprised that the one Jesus brought is a real Christian life that takes you to heaven. You know, the narrow way, he came to show us the way. He's alive again. And many religious leaders have died. They were buried. They never came back to life. They didn't resurrect. And their graveyards are still there. But thank God for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, our soon coming King. He is the resurrection and the life. He's coming back again. He's going to raise you up from the grave. And you begin to live with him once again. Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9, it says, Jesus led captivity captive. He led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to all men when he resurrected. We are raised up with him in baptism. We died with him, and we are reigning with him. Oh, yeah, that's the meaning of baptism. Baptism means you identify with the death and burial of Jesus Christ, and then you are coming out to live for Jesus Christ. That is what baptism represents. So when you are baptized in water, and it symbolizes you dying with Jesus Christ. You are identifying with the death and burial of Jesus Christ, and then coming out to live for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God. God is a great God. We are blessed to have the woman of God with us today. Honorable Pastor Blessing Murray, she's here to share with us about the resurrection power too also. Pastor Blessing, you are welcome. You have always been a blessing wherever you are. That's your name. So you are a blessing. So we're going to hear from you for the next 20 minutes, and then I'm going to come in for another 20 minutes, and then we're going to have some prayer and some praise, and then we'll come again with the word of God again, you know, just like that. And I tell you, God is going to bless every one of you who are joining us on Facebook, those who are joining us on Twitter, some are joining us on the phone, some are joining us on link.com, and so on and so forth. Y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, bringing you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. I tell you, we are getting ready to celebrate the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, we don't have to wait for on Sunday the 17th. Resurrection has already started. Hallelujah. We are alive again with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, D. So, Pastor Blessing, over to you. Share with us whatever God has laid your heart about the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ has conquered the grave, and he has given us victory. So victory remains a portion in Jesus' name. The Bible says that the church of the living God say so. So we are living for Christ. We are Christ's generation. Praise the name of Jesus. We are Christ's generation. Generation of Christ never lack praises. Never lack victory. Never lack anything. So we mean to celebrate everywhere, any place, anytime, at anywhere. Praise the name of Jesus. What Christ cannot do does not exist at all. What Christ cannot do, I am going to repeat it again. What Christ cannot do does not exist. Praise the name of Jesus. Christ has overcome. He overcame everything for us here on earth. So we are a victorious city, a brand new people, the people of Christ. To be celebrated. Our years on earth is called the years of celebration because Christ won it for us. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Matthew 20, chapter 20, 17 says, Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. He took the 12 disciples aside privately and told them what was going to happen to him. Wow. When I was reading this, I took a second. I said, what was he thinking? What is going to happen to him? What is going to happen was the life that he will give to us. He knew that he will give it all for us. We are celebrating Christ every day, standing on the pulpit. Things that was impossible, he made it possible for us. He told the disciple what was his heart desire toward us. Praise the name of Jesus. He said, listen, he said, we are going up to Jerusalem where the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and teachers of religion, law. They will sentence him to death. Wow. They will sentence him to death. That wasn't him. That was our wrongdoing. That they will sentence the things that was jeopardizing us to death. He agreed to suffer for you and I.
Yes.
So that we can stand and preach his name, his word. And carry him everywhere. He agreed that he's going to carry your sin and my sin to the cross and crucify it so that such things will never, ever be known again among us or be seen again among us. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Who is these people that call the leader, leading priest, and teachers of religion? Were they a believer? Were they the people who were holding these 10 commandments? Who knew what Moses was talking about? Who knew the sacrifice of other prophets? Were they the one of the people who were meditating? Who knew what was the concerns of God concerning the believers? Yes, but they were holding it in, but it was meant to be for rich, for the privileged people. For the people of statutes, for the people of standard, for the people of PhD, Christ looked. He said it was not meant for them. It was meant for drunkards.
Yes.
It was meant for prisoners. He looked at the prisoners. He knows that the word to be preached, to carry the word, that's where the word of the Lord will be found. Because the rich people, those that were called the priests of the gospel, those that were called the Pharisees, they knew Christ. It's just like now, believers. We are believers. If you go to the church of the living God, many are there. Many people that you will find in the church are believers, but they are also the betrayers. They are the people that does not want the gospel to be expanded. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ looked at it and said, what can I do in order to free my word to be preached everywhere, so that those that I really, that really, really carries me, will be known of me. Praise the Lord. That was the real reason of Christ crucifying, giving up itself for you and I, for this present day, not just a date, days on earth, so that we will preach, so that we will be introducing him without fear, without any, you know, bondage, or without having any difficulties. You go everywhere in any language, in any culture, they preach of Christ. They can use Christ to interact with one another. They understand. Praise the name of Jesus. He gave them liberty. He broke the yoke. He took those yokes away from everyone. He made himself known for all over the world. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You don't need license to carry Christ. He gives you that license by itself. That day that Christ resurrected was the license he gave to all the believers in Christ. He gave it all. Then 19 says, then they will hand him over to Romans. Wow. They will hand him over. They will just hand Christ over to the Romans. Those that felt like to preach the gospel of Christ was insult in a public. Let's say like a day like this that seems to be the day that we're supposed to raise. You cannot touch people. You cannot mingle with those that are picking. You can't mingle with none. They were separated. They were doing as if they were, you know, more righteous even than God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Christ knew that they would hand him over to Romans to be mocked. I don't know if you have ever been in a place that they mocked you. The place, look at the kind of mockery Christ took for you and I, for this present day. Look at the kind of mockery. You just be nobody. You be not. You can't even look at if you are a president and you fail. Or maybe you do the right thing. You know how the whole world can mock you. Put yourself in place of Christ. Look at how they were mocking this Christ for the things that he came to do for you and I. He did not ask them for bread. He did not ask them for clothes. There was nothing Christ asked for at all. Just preaching the word. Asking people to live the life that would be pleasable, that they can live long. If you look at the word of the Lord, there is no life Christ wants you to live for him, so that he will give you anything. He just wants you to live the life that will please you to live forever, that will pardon your soul to eternity. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
This is the word. Christ claimed us for himself. We never claimed Christ. We never claimed Christ, but Christ claimed us for himself. He carried the word, and they were still mocking him. They were still mocking him for you to stand. He make himself so low so that we will be high. He became nobody for us to be somebody today. He became totally nobody at all. How can somebody lower himself to the extent of being mocked? And you are a son of God, the son of the high priest on earth, the authority, God, the one that has called himself as God, not man. Who knows when Adam was sin? No one went to God to say, hey, come, Adam was sin. He knew the very minute and second Adam was sin. He came back and be in search of them. That God lowered himself in form of a man and took insult, mockery, hey, Jesus Christ, and took it upon himself for my future and your future, for our children, other ministers out there to be preached of him, to relieve the life unto the whole world. I kind of asking God, why did you do this to me? Why did you do it? Only you took all this pain. all these things, they mocked you, they flocked you, they whipped Christ. For what? Just the word. Just making sure we live the right way. Making sure we can have a good life. It can end on timely day. Making sure no untimely death, no bloodshed, nothing. Upon that, they were still flocking him and led him to crucifixion. They crucified God. Except he took himself as human. He agreed to be flocked.
Yes.
He agreed to be mocked. He didn't look at himself as God. You can't flock a president who say, hey, I'm a president of social country. He didn't cry out for our people to save him. He knew that he is our Father. He needed to give us this day. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He needed to give us this day because the gospel was being hidden. It was only for the people that seemed as if they were royal to God, and they were not. Those that supposed to, they were limiting them from preaching, from carrying the gospel, knowing the hour. They were the ones sneaking. They were the ones doing all manner of stuff. They were using the gospel, the word of the Lord. That is why Christ, the purpose of Christ coming to this earth was to release itself, to be a word unto us, to give us the word that was limited, what was taken away. Sharing Christ in this day shouldn't be hidden. You can't carry Christ and be ashamed and be putting yourself because you've been rejected. That rejection makes you know that he has taken away. We are not facing nothing. We should be rejoicing, as Christ said, for the great job Christ has done it for us. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Christ has done the great job. He said, but the third day, they will be raised. He will be raised from the dead. After all this is what Christ has taught. He saw many people that don't believe in a vision. You don't believe in a prophecy. There is nothing, if you see something, if you are truly called in the realm of the spirit, before anything happens, God shows his own. Because we came through the word of the Lord. God sent us from his own temple here on earth to be the record of his word. There is no way the Lord will call you by itself unto his marvelous light and hide you his word. There is no way. Let nobody lie to you that revelation is fake. Unless those that just want to make it as fun. It is real. There is nothing in this earth that will happen that is not released from the realm. We are spirit. So if we wake up, if we breathe, we are breathing what we don't know where it's coming from, which is Christ in us. Christ foresaw, he saw all this. He made it known to his disciples. He said, hey, brethren, I will be mocked. I will be betrayed. The people that carry the word, these are the 10 commandments. These are the things that will use to judge me. The work that I do will be presented in the group of women. These are the things they will say. You know, if you don't know what it means to have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit upon you, you can't really believe until you have encounter with the Lord that shows things is real. If they were doubting, I think Peter came and said, hey, Lord, please, why this, why that? He started arguing. But Christ saw it. It came to pass. He saw that because he wanted to give himself up for us. He gave it all for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The scripture that really took my heart this afternoon when I was reading it, I really, really shed tears. And I really, sometimes I ask God, why are you suffering too much for me and my whole family? Why are you taking the earth upon yourself, upon the wickedness of us, upon all our wickedness, all manner of life that we are living? You still remain God. You still hold us up. You still keep your word. You still choose to call us yours. Luke 23:44 says, by this time, it was about noon, and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. Wow. The darkness, after Christ, they needed to know if Christ is real, the Son of God.
Yes.
Why are we testing Christ? They wanted to know because Christ said he will die and he will rise again. They doubted him. Do you believe some people still doubted that Christ, there is no more Christ on earth, that we are serving the dead God? I have come in contact in this storm that I saw people in me. Why are you serving the dead God? I looked at the person, I responded. I said, if God is dead, that means you are a dead person. If you think that the God is dead, you are a dead person. I can't serve a dead God.
Yes.
There's some people that are still arguing that Christ is not, you know, he's not a son of God. There is
yes.
nothing called Christ, that he died. He never lives again. Why? Because they do not understand. Their knowledge has been frozen. Their ways have been totally destroyed.
Yes.
Their ways have been captured by the spiritual wickedness. And be blinded. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He made himself known that this, at this time, this is what will happen. And they were still doubting. Let me see how this God will die on the cross. They will ask him physical. And let everybody see how this God is going to rescue himself from the tree. Imagine somebody, he claimed, he said he's a son of God. He did not just like me. I would have said, okay, let me go. Elijah went and prayed. Daniel prayed. Ezekiel prayed. He didn't say, okay, I will show you that I'm a son of God. He took himself to that cross. He agreed. He knew that he needed to give the untimely death that was waiting for us. He needed to free us. He needed us to stand for him.
Yes.
God loves us so much. He graded us in his own image. He looked at it and said, why would my work be vanished? Why would my people be gone? Why would the city or non-city collapse on my people? Praise the Lord. He took himself and he agreed. He said, let them say, I will always do what I was pleased to do. I agree. Christ said, I agree to come in a human form. I believe that's how God thought. I agree to be this way. I knew the consequences. I knew what they would say to me. I know that my people will turn their back on me. Praise the Lord. But I will always do what I please to do in your midst. He agreed. The Bible said the life from the Son was gone. Suddenly, the veil in the sanctuary of the temple was tore down the middle.
Yes.
I don't know how people feel to get people's pain, to see people going to pain, being in pain. The greatest thing in this earth is the image of God to Christ. No man
yes.
has ever created man. God created man in his own image. In the image of his likeness, he gave up himself for us. The gospel of Christ is free. If you buy, never to sell it. If you ever known Christ, never you let it go. Freely he gave himself up so that we will live this kind of miracle, this kind of amazing life, impossibility life. He made it possible. He made it possible for us so that we will live and glorify him. Praise the Lord. Christ has risen from the dead. Christ has risen from the dead. I don't know where you are. Claim that your situation was risen.
Whatever that was taken away from you, Christ was giving it back. That he has given you life in abundance. This is Christ. We are talking about the honor of the earth, the bread of life. The one who says yes, and no man on earth can say no. This is the same God that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. If you cannot fear him, if you cannot fear him, if you cannot worship the Lord, why can't you listen? Look at the day. You see how wonderful what God has done. He made the day not by man's will, by his own word. He made us to see today. I want you to celebrate these days, not just today, not just this month. Take every day as a blessing. Celebrate the restoration of Christ all the time in your life. Christ has risen from the dead. There is no more death in you. We are the children of life.
Yes.
We are the children of life, everlasting city. He said, Christ shouted, Father, I entrust my spirit into your hand. Wow. I entrust your spirit, my spirit, his spirit, into God's hand. Before he gave up the ghost, unbelieving God, that he entrusts that this him in human form, he will do what he has pleased that he will do before he sent him. He rejected not. He didn't go through pain and reject God. He said, why did you bring me as human? He did not. He said so that the day like this would be celebrated. And he said, with those words, he gave up his last. The last means what was holding us. God took it away. He wiped away. He took away the bad history. Now the Romans can see us preaching. They can all over the world can hear the gospel. Do you know that gospel of Christ is everywhere? Whether they are Muslim, whatever religion, they know about Christ. Have you heard a many Muslim brother or sister preaching, even know Christ? But what is limited them is releasing themselves. They can't understand the power because it's too much to behold. It takes away the doubt. They can't understand it. They limit themselves from getting closer to the Lord Jesus. They are binding themselves with the Romans because the Romans were feeding the gospel of Christ from people. That's why when Christ died, he raised the veil was do what? Removed. The veil, what was covering our eyes, now removed. If you know Christ, you know life. You know how important it is. Those that are in Christ Jesus know that they are new creation. New creation means you don't live by sin. You don't live by the word said, what people said, what you don't have, what is limiting you. Like I said yesterday, you don't live by the report you heard. You live by the word because you know you are the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the power of the restoration. That is the Easter celebration. Celebrating what Christ has done. What Christ cannot do does not exist. I want to live with you this afternoon. I don't know which platform you have been in Christ. I don't know whether you are Sunday school leader or Sunday school teacher. I don't know what kind of, you know, anointing God has given to you. I want you to know that this God is bigger than how we are called, how we call him. If you put your truth and go deeper and shun evil, he shall expose himself. You will know that it is real. Revelation is real. Doubt not in God's word. Rather, expose yourself to his endless light. Release yourself to the light of the word of the Lord. Expose yourself to this restoration power. It is real. He did it for us. He gave you that power. Take it all over. Make it known to the city, to the kindred, to every prison. Do not be afraid. Whether you speak good or not good, he appointed to give that no man can ever create or make. That is the purpose of Christ in you and I. I release Christ to you this afternoon. I may not, I don't even know if I know you or you know me. But there is something you can take deeper in Christ than what, how you know him. You can trust more. You can release yourself more by limiting things, by cutting all the things that was cutting off. What Christ took it away, take it away. Enjoy the restoration power of Christ. Live the life of fullness. This is liberty Christ has given to you so that you will not cry, so that there will be no pain. Release yourself in the altar. Seek more of him. He's more than gold. He's more than silver. He's healing and there's not. The same way you heard of him in the past, I guarantee you that he's still real. I may tell you that I am the one of the evidence of Christ, for real. The same power you heard of Christ, it is real. Wonder yourself how you can live that life to expose yourself. Forget about all these things that we call mockery. You were called to faith. He shall give you victory. That's what he died for. So that you will live to share this marvelous light to the earth. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to celebrate Christ. It is the day of Christ. The day of Christ is every day. Let Christ be known in your country. Be known in your home. Be known everywhere. Be known in any county you are. Don't limit it at work. Don't limit it. Let the aroma. There's the aroma in Christ. Some of us don't want to be known as a believer so that our job will not be jeopardized. Has nothing to do with job. This is Christ standing by itself in you. You have no idea who you're going to be a blessing to. Your coming can draw somebody to Christ. Your behavior can make someone think twice. Have you ever imagined that somebody can ask you, who the hell do you think you are? Not that you challenge the person, but they just have that and say, oh, who do you think you are? You don't even do nothing. They're asking what makes them say that? Because of Christ. Because of Christ, have you been in a situation where people that have been in the higher of power have, you know, challenged you as nobody? Challenged you as nobody. Showing their own license and whatever on you. You ask yourself, what kind of level do I or am I to be able to, you know, say this with the priest, just as it is written, with the Romans? Have you ever asked yourself, it's because of Christ, the power that he has given to you.
Yes.
I want you to carry this Christ. It is real. Don't let nobody say to you that, don't worry about this church of nowadays, it's business. If it is a business for them, it is not a business for me. If Christ look like a joke to them, it's not a joke to me. If people, modern ministers are not serious of Christ, that's them. It's not me. When you see the light of the Lord shine upon you, you got to be the light, because nowhere the light will shine on you and you become a darkness. You began to be a darkness. He has never been. He gave us this light. Shine. Christ is real. Introduce him everywhere. No limitation anymore. He took the gospel of Christ from the limitation ground. He exposed it. He spread himself on the cross. He said, this is how I want you to spread my word. I will make the cry for you. I will call out for you. He restored again. He said, hey, I am walking all over the world. Meet me in Canaan. That's where I will be shown to all the disciples that I have called. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because I was once told them that I will raise again. So I will make myself known. That is to us. Don't read the Bible. It's not novel. It's not a poem. The Bible is not a book. You just take it as if it is a riddle. Things that you can figure out. It is life. Christ is life. Put it into your heart. Meditate day and night. And I pray and I'm trusting God this afternoon that whosoever that will hear this word in my little way of exposing my God, that it will touch every heart.
Yes.
And it will capture every stony heart back to Christ.
Yes.
The celebration of you knowing Christ will never end. The sound of music rejoicing shall begin in your home. That is my trust for you this afternoon. For all of you that are hearing my voice, are all going to hear my voice. That Jehovah will make you his everlasting life.
Amen.
Stay blessed. Enjoy the Easter. God bless you. And
amen.
I will always
hallelujah.
Be your
hallelujah. Teacher. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. That was a good moment right there. Thank you so much, Master Blessing. Maurice, you are a great blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we receive that. Yes, now I'm going to continue my teaching. He led captivity captive. We touched that. He descended into Shual Hedi. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 20. Jesus, when he died on the cross on Friday, Good Friday, about 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., he was crucified. The scripture says, in 1 Peter 3, verse 18 to 20, that his spirit left his body and it descended into Shual Hedi. When he descended into Shual Hedi, he met Satan. Satan, who has been captivating people, Satan, who has been holding people in prison, Satan, when all the people died, they went to Shual Hedi, and Satan is keeping them there because Jesus had not died for them. Now Jesus has died for them. The blood of Jesus has been shed for the remission of their sins. So Jesus came into Shual Hedi and announced that the word of salvation, God has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives, to set free those who are in the prison. And the word of God came into Shual Hedi and Jesus said, Satan, give me the keys of the kingdom. You stole them from Adam and Eve. Now I have died for the whole world. I have come to take power. Yes, give me the keys. Keys symbolize power. Give me the keys. Satan had to surrender the keys of the kingdom, the keys of power, the keys of authority, the keys of grace, the keys of mercy. Jesus took those keys from Satan. And when he resurrected on Sunday morning, he resurrected with the saints of God. And when he resurrected, it was power. Because the devil could not hold him in captivity. Satan could not hold him down. Demons could not hold him down. The enemies could not. Even the tomb. They put a stone to cover the tomb so that Jesus will not resurrect. But guess what? The angel of God came down and rolled away the stone. And that stone was rolled away. And Jesus came up. All the soldiers, they gave them bribe. They gave the soldiers bribe. They should go and stay by the tomb of Jesus. Don't allow Jesus to resurrect. If you see Jesus resurrecting, knock him down. All the soldiers that were standing there with their guns and ammunition, they wanted to stop Jesus Christ from resurrecting. The power of God hit the area, and the resurrection took place. Jesus came out of the grave with power and authority. And Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's why we are preaching this gospel every day on this radio and all the social media. Communicating the gospel to the whole world, reaching out to millions of people. Death could not hold him in captivity. Even in the grave, Jesus is alive. From the grave he arose with a mighty triumph of his own. He arose our victor from the dark domain and he lives forever with his face to let He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. Lo, in thy grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. When in thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty trial I go. He arose, a victor from the God of day, and he lives forever with his face to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He's the resurrection and the life. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. Without Christ, there is no hope. No Jesus, no life. You need to belong to Jesus today so that on the resurrection morning, your soul and your body will meet again. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. You need to come to Jesus right now. You need to give your life to Christ. Without him, there is no resurrection. If you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 24, Acts Apostle chapter 2, verse 24, it says, whom God raised from the dead. Acts chapter 2, Acts of Apostle chapter 2, verse 24, it says, God raised him from the dead. I want you to meditate on that a little bit. Let's dwell on that. God raised Christ from the grave, which means Jesus did not resurrect himself. Oh, yes. It is the reason why the other occultists and those other religions, you know, other religions of some Rampa and several religions, all kinds of religions, they try to resurrect, but they cannot resurrect. Because God did not resurrect them. If God did not resurrect you, how can you resurrect? How can you resurrect? Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 24. He says, whom God raised from the dead. God raised Jesus from the dead. In that same spirit that raised Christ from the grave dwells in you. It shall quicken your mortal body. That spirit quickens. The spirit gives life. The letter killeth. The spirit revives. The spirit energizes. The spirit quickens. You need to receive that spirit right now. Yes, that is why we are on air with you. And as many of you are joining us on Facebook, Twitter, link, by phone, and everywhere all over the world, you are welcome to this hour of power, hour of resurrection, resurrection, Christ resurrected from the grave. This is the Easter period we are right now, the month of Easter, the month of the Passion Week. This is the Passion Week. We are not going to wait for Sunday 17th. Right now, you got to know that Jesus didn't only die for you on Calvary 3. He was buried. And on the third day, he resurrected from the grave, not by his power, not by God raised him from the dead. See, other religions, they try to imitate. They try to do what Jesus did. They try to resurrect. I told you the other time, one occultist man, he told the whole world, he said, he's going to die and resurrect on the third day, just like Jesus Christ. You know, fake religion, false religion, false God, false prophets, false leaders, false religions everywhere. So this occultist, this diabolical man, magician, he told the whole world that he's going to die. And after 3 days, he's going to resurrect. So he actually died. So when he died, they buried him. And he said, after 3 days, you're going to rise like Jesus Christ, you know, resurrected from the grave. He's going to do the same thing also. So he buried him. So people came from all over the world, newsmen, television stations, radio stations, and the various newsmen with their cameras. They stationed their cameras. On the third day, they were by the grave side of this man. They want to see him resurrect exactly the same way Jesus Christ resurrected. Everybody was waiting for him to resurrect. Everybody got their cameras ready. They got their video equipment ready. Trying to see this magician man resurrecting like Jesus Christ. Do you know why believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from death. I'll never be the man who rose from death like Jesus Christ. Do you know why believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from death. I'll never be the man who rose from death like Jesus Christ. So this man, he said he was going to rise from the grave like Jesus Christ. Some people, they are mentally sick. Some people are mentally sick. How can you resurrect like Jesus Christ? Are you Jesus Christ? The only begotten Son of God is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, there is no another Jesus Christ. There is no another Son of God. Please. If you go to some part of the world, it's a Jesus of Oyibo. Then they say Jesus of Calabar. Then somewhere else, they say Jesus of India, Jesus of so many Jesus like that. How can it be Jesus? There is only one Jesus Christ. Only one Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's the person we are talking about. So this man, everybody came around, you know, the cameramen and the newsmen from all over the world, they came with their video equipment. They set up all their equipment and they set up all their cameras, you know, everybody's getting ready to snap him as he's coming back, coming out of the grave, because nobody else has done that. Nobody else. I've done that. And there's no other person who raised from the dead. There's nobody else. So this is going to be the first time somebody else, apart from Jesus Christ, raised from the dead. So everybody was waiting with their cameras. They set on their cameras, and then they were waiting, you know, they were waiting by the grave side of this occultist man, this magician, this diabolical man who thought he had power, you know. And he tried, actually he used his magical power. He tried to really come out of the grave. He really tried to to pump the grave open and then come out. He really was trying. As he was trying like this, trying to raise up himself, trying to come out of the grave like this, thunder struck him lightning. And everything ended right there. You are not going anywhere. You know, false religion, false prophet, false God, everywhere is the Jesus of Oyibo, Jesus of Calabar, Jesus of Lagos, Jesus of, we don't see, you don't have to. There is only one Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. You know, the Bible says God raised him from the dead. You know, which means he didn't raise himself. Only one. No, Jesus, no life. No, Jesus, no life. Only God can give you life. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, he took the dust. God took the dust in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. God took the dust of the earth and molded it in the shape of a man. And then there was no breath. There was no life. So God, the Bible says, Genesis chapter 2, says God breathed. He breathed into the nostrils of Adam. And Adam began to live. And that breath came from God. The breath that gave him life. Which means there is the owner of your breath. The breath you are taking now that makes you live, there is someone that owns it. That breath belongs to God, came from God. God breathed into the nostrils of Adam. And the Bible says Adam stood up and began to live. You know, so who has that breath is God. For you to come alive, it has to be God. Not the talk of Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37 says the dry bones shall live again. The prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 37, he was shown a valley of dry bones. Valley filled with dry bones. Bones, they have no life. Dry bones of human beings that have died before. And so it was all dry bones in the valley. Ezekiel 37, no life. And so God asked a question. Prophet of God, can these dry bones live again? And the prophet said, well, I don't know. Maybe they can live. The prophet sighed to these dry bones. And so Ezekiel prophesied the word of God to the dry bones. After he prophesied the word of God to the valley of dry bones, then the Bible says in Ezekiel 37, he said the bones began to receive flesh and sinews. And flesh began to come into the bones. But see, there was no life. There was no life in those bodies. The valley of dry bones have become a valley of bodies, dead bodies, lying down. These are the people of God, the Israelites, who are dying in their trespasses and in sins. And they need to come back to life. And so God said, I'm going to send my spirit on them, the spirit, command the spirit of God to come upon this valley of dry bones. And so the prophet Ezekiel, you know, he commanded the spirit of God to come. The spirit of God, God released his spirit upon that valley. And all these dry bones came alive again. And began to leave the dry bones. It became an army of God's people. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall rise again. Lord Jehovah, you are able to do all things. You are able. Dry bones shall rise again. The valley of dry bones became an army of God's people, which means life belongs to God. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. You are not the owner of life. Jesus is the, no Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. Who gives the life is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, so you need to have him. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it shall quicken you alive. Quicken you alive. The Holy Spirit revives. Gives you back your life. The number of times people came back to life in the Bible. Can you count it? In the Old Testament, so many people were raised back to life. The prophet Elijah raised people back to life. the prophet Elijah raised people back to life, and then the apostle Paul raised people back to life, and then Jesus raised the dead, and so on and so forth. And how did it happen? It has to be the man of God or the servant of God calling upon God to bring life to that person. See, look at the case of Prophet Elijah. He lay down on that boy and breathed into that boy, and you know, the breath came into him and he began to live. See? So life came from God. The scripture says in Christ was life. And the life was the light of men. So the life you are living does not belong to you. Take note of this. The life you are living right now is not your own. If God sees your breath tonight, you are not coming out tomorrow morning. That's it. If the Almighty God sees your breath, you see this breath you are breathing now? If the Almighty God takes your breath out, that's it. That's it. The person is gone. You know, so who are you to boast? Who are you to be proud and arrogant? Who are you not to give your life to Jesus Christ? Who are you not to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life? Who are you not to follow God? Who are you not to listen to the word of God? Who are you deceiving? Do you really have your life? God can seize your breath tonight, and you are not waking up tomorrow morning. I know what I'm talking about. Go to the hospital. When this coronavirus started and all these things, people ran away from the hospital. Oh, because you will not, these are things people have not seen before. All of a sudden, somebody cannot breathe again, and the breath is not just there. You'll be surprised. What is going on? But everybody is breathing. Somebody else is not breathing. And so they have to put something on the nose. They, you know, artificial air, artificial breath, so that the person can breathe, you know, at least until the person, you know, comes back to life. You know, it's just like they are in coma. And some of them just go like that. That's it. They are gone. You know, do you really own life? Are you the owner of life? Which life do you have? The life that God gave you, abundant life Jesus gave to us. John 10 says, he said, Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly, which means the life you are living now is not even your own. Oh, yes. Anything can happen any minute from now. And that's it. You will be facing eternity. And when you face eternity, the Bible says, each one of us shall stand before God, and books shall be opened, whose name will not be found in the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire. You know, how do you face eternity without Jesus Christ? The life you are living now is a borrowed life. It's not your own. Hey, let me explain it clearer. In this America, well, I don't know how it is in other part of the world, but even if you paid for your house, they say you own this building, not so. Then they said you paid it off. You paid off the building. You will still be paying an annual fee again. The same thing with car. You own a car? You say yes. Okay. So you will put that. You will maintain it. You will put oil. You will do everything so that the car can be serving you. Otherwise, that car is not your own. You know, so these are the things. You know, it's a place of responsibility. There is no room for nonsense. You know, the life you are living is not even your life. It is borrowed. Yeah? People borrow money from bank, and they use the money to start business. Borrow money from bank, use the money to own a building. Take money from bank, use the money to own car, own this, own that. And then you are supposed to be paying every month, and then that's it. Now, which means it is not your own. It's not your own. If you miss more payment, They are coming to take that car from you. You miss 4 payments on that car note, they are coming to take it from you. And even the building you are living, if you miss payment, they will just tell you that that building is not your own anymore. So it is borrowed. Everything, you borrowed it. You don't really own it. You know, that is the same thing with life. That life you are living is not your own. It belongs to the Almighty God. If your breath ceases tonight, that's it. You are nowhere to be found. That's it. The presence is gone. So when we are talking about receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal, we are not joking. It's not that we don't have businesses, we don't have jobs, we don't have anything to do. So we are talking about Jesus. You know, we are preaching Christ, we preach Christ and being crucified. It's not that we don't have what we are going to do. It's not that we don't have businesses and jobs to do. And so we are wasting our time telling you about Jesus Christ. That's not it. The truth is this. Except you repent and accept Jesus Christ and turn away from your wicked ways and be a true child of God, you are not entering into the kingdom of God. And when resurrection will take place, you will be resurrected with Jesus Christ. The dead in Christ shall arise first. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the dead in Christ. Take that word. The dead in Christ shall arise first. Those who died in Christ Jesus, they have Jesus in them when they die. They shall arise first. And then we who are alive in Christ shall be caught up with him to go into the air. That's Thessalonians chapter 5. You know, so what life do you really own? You don't have no life. God is the owner of your life. I remember one time they called us. We were about 2-3 pastors working together. They said that one billionaire had just died. And that the people don't want him to die like that. We should come and pray so that he should come back to life. So we went there. A old billionaire is lying down dead. No life. And I don't know what happened to him, whether he was sick or so. And I started wondering. I said, all the money you have cannot save you again. And this is a young, not up to 70 years. And he was gone. We prayed and prayed and prayed. He's not coming back. And that's it. Everything is done. See? So as rich as you are, you could not buy life. You should have bought his life now. Billionaire is lying down lifeless. Take 1 billion. And then buy the life so that your life will come back. Your life, it did not come back now. You could not buy it. So you don't own it. It's not your own. Anything that happens, it has happened. And there's nothing else you can do about it. So right now is the day of salvation. You need to make a decision to be of Christ. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. You need to decide to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Broad is the road. The road that is broad, leading to hellfire, where the thieves and the warmongers, the adulterers, the fornicators, and all the evil people, the killers, the murderers, they are following the broad way that leads to destruction. Revelation 21, verse 6. Then Jesus said, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And then Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. Which way are you following today? Which way are you following? Not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. Someday, you shall stand before God, and books shall be opened, and each of you shall give account of your life to God. And if you are weighed in the balances and found wanting, he told, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not, ye workers of iniquity. Depart, I know you not. And a wind will pick you and throw you into the lake of fire. But if you follow Jesus Christ, then the angels will tell you at the beautiful gate, welcome that faithful servant, here are the mansions prepared for you. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. The mansions are prepared for the prepared people. You know, Amos 3, he said, prepare to meet your God. Are you ready to meet him even tonight? See, it's a very serious matter. Will you be told, welcome that faithful servant, here are the mansions prepared for you? Or you'll be told, depart, because there are two words you hear at the gates of heaven. There are two words you'll be hearing at the gates of heaven. You either hear depart or you hear welcome. And Jesus made all these things clear in Matthew 25, the welcome that faithful servant. Here is the kingdom for you. But the other person will be told, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. No, because while you were on earth, you refused to believe in Christ. You refused to be born again. You refused to repent. You refused to turn away from your wicked ways. And now you are facing judgment. Your name is not in the book of life. And you are casted into the lake of fire that burneth with brimstone and fire. The Bible says the worms dieth not and eat you for millions and millions and billions and millions of years. You'll be there, gnashing of teeth and crying and weeping day and night. Is that where you want to go? You need to bow your head right now and confess your sins to God and ask for mercy and favor. Let him forgive you your sins so that you find mercy in the hands of God Almighty. God is calling you today to come out of the world. Come out of the darkness. Come out of sin. Come out and follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. I want to pray with you right now before Pastor Blessing we continue again. I want to pray for as many that are lost in trespasses and in sin, as many that are still groping in darkness, as many that have not decided yet. This is the hour of decision. You need to make a decision right now to follow Jesus Christ and open up your heart. He's standing at the door of your heart, knocking, knocking, knocking. When you open, he's going to come in and stop with you. You need to make a decision. Wherever you are in any part of the world, joining us this program, want you to bow your hands and pray for salvation of your soul right now so that you will not be told, depart, ye workers of iniquity. Yes. Ask God to forgive you your sins. Let him have mercy that covereth his sins and not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsake shall have mercy. Yes, you need to have the mercy of God upon your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for as many that are still lost in trespass and see as many that are still compromising, as many that are not doing the will of God. We pray that they will have the mercy of God, that salvation will be their portion. The blood of Jesus cleanses them from unrighteousness. And they open up their lives for Jesus to come in and dwell with them. Yes, we commit you to God that you will live for Jesus Christ and not die in your sin and go to hellfire. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I want to advise you to join a living church where the word of God is preached, where there is holiness and righteousness, where the people do the will of God. You need to go to church and worship God in spirit and in truth. That is very important. Learn to pray every day. Read your Bible every day. If you don't have one, you need to get a Bible and begin to study the Bible and pray every day and give your life to Jesus and let Christ be in you, the hope of glory. Yes, Pastor Blessing, over to you. We still have 30 minutes more. You can still share if you want to.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Like Christ said, he said that he gave himself for us as a ransom. So
yes.
That the time like this, we will not say that I wish we know that Christ came for us. So this is the time that we have to put the word of the Lord into test. You know, there's a song they sang and say, taste and see.
Yes.
That the Lord is good. If you taste
yes.
the Lord, Jesus Christ, and see in this season, you shall never, ever remain the same. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Man.
Christ is real. That's what he makes himself known unto you this afternoon, that he has gave himself unto you as a ransom. He has restored from the grave. He's no more
yes.
a dead person. He's no more a dead God. God never, ever made himself as a dead God. Anything that is dead is no more alive. It cannot function. It can't breathe. It can't talk. Our God is a living God. Anywhere the word of the Lord is being twisted, it must be a question. Because
yes.
God, Jesus Christ, made himself very open, in an open way, to tell you that his word is open for those that will open their hearts and receive him as the Lord and personal Savior. He didn't hide himself on the cross. He did not hide the grave that he resurrected from. He didn't hide himself in Galilee when he sat with the disciple. He exposed
yes.
himself. So that you will be known in an open way. Praise the Lord. So that you will not
Amen.
Say, oh, this is not real. This celebration of Christ never ended. He gave us everlasting joy to rejoice in him. To rejoice in him. This season never to cease from you. Join in this disciple encounter. Be one of us. Be one of the disciples that he made. Be one of the disciples. Let Christ expose. He has a lot for you and I this afternoon. This is not just a month. Every month is a month of the Lord. If you expose yourself to Christ, you will be wonder what the Lord will do.
Yes.
I say this a few months ago. That was last year. I was carrying the baby in my womb. I was eager when I met somebody. Even though the Lord told me right there, I knew that they were not just a people. They were not,
yes.
the person was not who the person claimed itself to be. Even though I must have knew the person, but I still go far away, going in exchange of spreading the word. The word of the Lord is meant for everyone, not just the rich people. For everyone, if you've been challenged in any way, whereby, you know, you preach for a certain religion, I call religion, because if you are a believer, you know that you are no more in a religion. Christ has broken the cage of religion.
Yes.
Somebody challenge you and say, hey, why are you preaching of this Christ? He's a dead person. He's a dead God. Understand that the person's spiritual life is dead. Understand that the person's ways has been taken away. If that person does not live in a marvelous life, the person does not understand life. Why would somebody in a normal senses challenge Christ, Jesus? Why would somebody mock God? Why would someone say to God, Jesus, yourself, you said you are son of God. Okay, we're going to kill you. Let's see how you're going to resurrect it. You're going to resurrect mm-hmm. from the grave. We're going to see it. Why would somebody, you are holding the word.
How many apostles, how many prophets have preached the word? You have seen Moses, what he did in the house of Pharaoh. You have seen Joshua. You have seen Caleb, Elijah, and many more. Why is somebody in normal senses will challenge Jesus? And you see him doing wonders, preaching what he preached, and those preaching comes alive, and you keep on going to challenge him, to mock. What marvels me was that Christ endured it. He took it upon himself. He knew that he was meant to fish us. He knew that his joining was for us, that without him standing in that cup, we would not be free today. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He knew that without him standing for us, taking all that blame, that we would not be here today. We should be rejoicing. It shouldn't be any limitation. I heard a man of God preaching a word two Sundays ago, saying that he came in this country and God opened the door for him to be preaching in a prison. He was preaching for prisoners, but there was something that was limited in him himself, but he was facing challenges. To the extent that he said, he can't endure anymore, and he had to go. But at the time appointed, God still opened the door.
Yes.
The same place that was rejected, now accepted. Christ made himself known that there is no impossibility. He is real. Christ is alive. Let no man tell you that, look at your God. Because of limitation, maybe some people look at you, you don't have a car. They say, oh, you are preaching of Christ. And there is no car. There is no good life. I say this to people. If you don't have today, lack is not a sign of, delay. It's not a sign of, being poor. If you are poor today, if you don't have money to eat, doesn't mean you won't have it tomorrow. It's better for you to work for what you will eat tomorrow than to eat what you're supposed to eat tomorrow today. That was what Christ did. He worked for us. He took all our pain for tomorrow. He took it so that tomorrow we will be free. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is the purpose of Christ coming into this earth. That was the purpose of Christ raising from the dead, to give us life, to live to the fullness thereof. To preach the gospel of the living God to every nation with no limitation. You shouldn't look, one thing about us, we look at the things that we don't have. We look at the kind of degree. We don't look at the kind of life we live. We don't look at if there is something we should do about ourselves. Many problems we have is not PhD. It is us. Many problems we have is not Christ. It is us. We refuse to release ourselves to Christ, to make exchange, to exchange ourselves, to limit those things. We thought it's a PhD. We thought it's a higher, things. We forget that those are the things limiting us. It's us that limiting it. Praise the Lord. Christ took those things away. That is the life you need now in your life. The clock that Christ said was 3 o'clock at noon. The kind of clock that Christ saw that was 3 o'clock. It was not here. Those clock was the clock of heaven. He already ticked. But the physical eyes couldn't see. Because we wanted to be a doubting Thomas. He has to make everything real for us to believe it. Why should you doubt that Christ is alive? Why should you doubt that he has resurrected from the grave? I don't see why you doubt as a believer.
you shouldn't join. What is the need of taking a communion? What is the need of having a bread of life, the living God? Those who have life have Christ.
Yes.
The Christ is the source of life. You can't doubt the creator, the giver of bread. It's like doubting that if it's like doubting yourself, can I see tomorrow? You can't doubt it. This is real. This, we are not talking about just a thing of, you know, blaspheming, boasting of what we, you know, what we read. This is reality. This is real. For those who have an encounter with him, this is what you can give out, the best life. This is the only thing you can research for. The only research a man can do in this age is to give up to the will of the Lord, to live up to the will of the Lord. He doesn't request anything. I was like, God, I need this. I got to know that I don't need nothing. What I need is more of him. I'm accepting Christ at this season. Many of us saw it on the movie. We must have passionate of Christ. Passion of Christ, however they put it. You have mind to watch and you still have evil in your heart. You see Christ dying for you. He never shocked you. You still look at somebody crying and hold on your heart. You forgot that that person was the reason why Christ came. You should not pass that person by. You keep on doubting. There is no religion on earth. I guarantee you, even if I'm going to live for one day, there is no other God. I can give up my life with what I believe, that God is one God. There is no God of Muslims. All what we are having, God of this, God of that, is nonsense. He's just making ourselves, you know, a little station, making this known. He's just a real living God that is exposing himself to the earth. It's because we don't have knowledge of accepting Christ, knowing him deeper. We limited ourselves from associating with Christ. Some are dodging from pain. I heard a believer saying he doesn't want to marry a minister because they go through a lot. They go through, they cry too much. Their wives have to be crying in times of bed. They had, their life's always been so sleepy. They don't have a good life. Tomorrow good. Another time they cry. I'm like, so? He said, my sister, you don't understand. I don't need that kind of life. I just need something that I will live the way I want. I'm like, what is the need? You will still cry. You don't want to accept Christ because you have seen the believers. Some of them are walking by food, and so tomorrow does not record today. Tomorrow, the record of tomorrow is totally different from today. Christ died yesterday. It was impossible. Man didn't believe that Christ can be risen from the dead. Romans didn't believe. That's what the Bible says. Leading priests couldn't believe. Teachers of religion couldn't believe. They were putting their faces there. Why should he be a son of God? I heard that when his mother gave birth to him at the manger, there was people going there to visit him. They presented him silver. They gave him all kinds of. Must he be, there was a star. Okay, now let him come up again. There's a lot of stuff. Let nobody, this Christianity thing, sometimes we walk with God with fear because of what people will say. We refuse to release ourselves to the everlasting life, to God. Must you listen to what people say? If Christ was to listen to what they said, long we live today, we wouldn't have. Look at millions of souls celebrating this week, celebrating the good work of Christ. If Christ was to be afraid, ashamed, running from persecution, would this be Christ today? Why are we limiting ourselves from, you know, preaching the gospel, releasing ourselves to the nation, living the life that will please the nation and please
has graded you. You know the womb that God placed you in. You know the reason of lying once you've been there. You know where you came from. Do you know how God is nursing you? Have you been there? Do you teach yourself how to speak? Did you teach yourself how to make a walk? He led you to the path of that so that you would stand up. He could have made you a, you know, nobody. He could have silenced you. We shouldn't be, you know, putting ourselves in a jacket. In search of the heavenly, after these riches, where are you going to be? If Christ was to be afraid and pursue, like we pursue yourself, and say, hey, I know that I'm a son of God. I don't have to die now. I'm still too young. Why now? He didn't pursue nothing. Rather, he goes into what the real mission, what he came for, so that we can see today. If Christ has gone out for you, why are you limiting yourself? Why are you putting yourself in a box? Why are you looking for a kind of closet, anchoring yourself in? Because of one thing or the other. I heard some people say, thank God you are this young. Thank God nothing is limiting you. The real reason of Christ is freedom. To preach the gospel of the living God. You may have a vision, but what is the need? Why are you limiting it? This restoration power is calling you out of everywhere to rise and preach the gospel. Carry Christ. You are not to be mourned anymore. Why are you afraid of the gospel? Afraid of being challenged? Afraid of questions? Christ was not afraid. He answered them. They called him all kinds of names. Even made himself known that even John came without eating. Without doing nothing, they still called him name. What more about him that was preaching healing? John did not heal nobody. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
John did not resurrect from the dead. What did John the Baptist do? Nothing. But the names were still called. Why are we still limiting ourselves after Christ was taking the religion away from the hands of the Romans? From the teachers of religion? From the Pharisees? And Pharisees, why are we still engaging ourselves as if we can move? You can't speak in tongues because they will know that you are a believer. Come on. It's a heavenly language. You can't read it. When you leave, you don't even know if that's what you will speak. This tongue is not of man. You never, you know, because of your fasting, that's how you're speaking in tongues. No. It's a mysterious word that he gives you to have encounter with him. You can't speak in tongue because it's civilized. Tongue is something you commit to the Lord. It's another language. His level, he then trusts you to be higher. Preach the gospel of Christ. Release yourself in this Easter. Make yourself known to all the earth. Forget about when time God works in a mysterious way. That's why he released himself to the Lord. He said, I entrust you, Lord. He entrusted God, his life, into the hand of God. He called his name that he will be well with his people, with his children, with you and I. The narrow gate Christ was talking about was this life. The narrow gate is Christ himself that was limited. He gave himself, he expanded. When you know Christ, you know the open way. Those who do not know Christ took the easy way. Those who do not know Christ does not need the narrow way. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will understand that the life in Christ is so sweet. Some people say, oh, knowing Christ is so boring. No, it's so sweet. Open up thyself to the Lord. Christ is raising. No need of you being in bondage. The cage has been broken. He walked and he walked. He didn't just resurrect from the grave and end right there. He let them know when the woman went to meet Christ, to visit Christ, they let him know that he has resurrected. And Christ later, he let her know that go and tell them to meet me in Galilee. To make sure that they know that it is real in an open way. in an open place. No bondage. You can't be in a place. If you are a believer, you should be in rejoicing city. The lively people, the nation of hope. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ is calling you out this afternoon. Don't miss any opportunity when it comes to something important that worth more than silver and gold. That worth more than anything. Have you imagined a doctor giving you or somebody a report? And God is serving his own will. Took away the report of man and put his report. Have you heard of somebody? I've heard they've seen a minister in this country being in a watery. Anchoring and be stealing by you, by the life support. At the time he had encounter while he was there, today he's preaching. God took away the appointment of man and he gave him his own appointment. What was the real reason of him? So we should not have anything that limiting us. We should not have any limitation. Christ is giving us life that we cannot buy. Money cannot buy Christ. Release yourself to this precious hour. Release yourself to this everlasting Passover. I call it Passover. Our Lord Jesus Christ was meeting his people. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let no condition, no home problem, marital crisis, the limitation of the childbearing, whatsoever, don't let it limit you from making yourself known that you are the Christ chosen generation.
Man.
That he restored from you. I mean, restored for you. Romans reminded Christ, have you not heard on the Sabbath day? Have you not heard that you shouldn't do this to somebody at this point of time, at this hour? You have made yourself known. I've heard that you restored Lazarus, a woman with the issue of blood. I have heard that you have heard healed people. All manner of women was being put to Christ. But Christ never answered them in a hurry. He made himself known. He asked, are you a son of God? Question. Many people will challenge you. You say you are a believer. You say you are a minister of Christ. Let me see how you got it. The main thing the devil is still putting us in a cage is because he's challenging us to get to know who we are. And when we face those challenges, we are hiding it. We don't want to face it. We don't want to announce ourselves to those challenges. Yes, I am a son and the daughter of the Most High God.
Man.
The hour like this was called for me to stand for my Christ. Temptation that Jesus Christ faced was for us.
Yeah,
it was for us.
We're going to continue next week. Next week, Saturday and Sunday, we want to thank every one of you for coming into this program. We pray God to reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Feel free to email us ourmiraclesradio@gmail.com. ourmiraclesradio@gmail.com. Or you can reach us on the phone area code 202-460-7110. We are here for you, prayer and counseling. And then going to join us again next week on the new Saturday coming by 12 noon to 2 p.m. And then on Sunday again, 4 p.m. to 6. I tell you, God is blessing people, and we are receiving testimonies of what God is doing through this broadcast. I want to thank those who are supporting this ministry. God reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward this to everyone you know, email it to them, text it, and tweet it out, share it with your people. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus loves you, and we all love you. God bless us all. Blessing, Maury. Thank you so much. You enjoyed your sermon. Thank you so much. God bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered. Hallelujah, Jesus.